Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Advocate sent you. Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great interview with Pete Killian. Pete is with the Cambridge Group, cambridgegroup.com. Hope you check that out and let him show you what they do for their customers. Maybe you have some interest in getting them to help you. Pete, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the Amazon. Well, just the disruption, the realignment of the retail sector. Right now, it's unprecedented what's going on right now. Make no mistake, Pete, Amazon will win. The one thing I try to tell people is the war for the retail sector is over, and small businesses haven't lost, but they can't win. They can only keep fighting. Now, maybe they can win a little bitty sector, and maybe that's fine. And I think that's fine. But there's this thing about trying to win is not. I think that's a bad approach. I think the approach is to find out, okay, where can I find the best place where my special sauce is valued, and it's so special that Amazon can't touch it. One of the things I say is, Amazon will sell you 176 back scratchers, but they can't scratch one back.
Oh, I love that. That's great.
But you said they're about to get in the back scratching business, didn't you?
I think they may be. I think there's and there could be an opportunity there. You know, there could be trade-offs to that opportunity, obviously. But basically, just following where the money is in Amazon's business is in services, is in web services, is in fulfillment by Amazon, pricing, analytics services. You know, any number of things that they provide to the
probably some logistics,
medium sized businesses. Yeah, logistics, exactly. So I think there's a potential silver lining to this. As you say, I totally agree on the win piece, trying to win versus focusing on your point of differentiation, your special sauce, and really driving that is really the focus. Usually, winning sort of comes from that. Winning, in my mind, winning isn't a strategy; it's an outcome. And I think the strategy, like you say, is to focus on that special sauce.
Well, that's exactly right. And the thing is that, you know, when somebody we sort of have to be gorillas, right? We kind of need to be like gorilla fighters, and just to hang around long enough. To some degree, retail from this day forward, and I don't think there's any other way to think about this, Pete. From this day forward, especially with if Amazon and Whole Foods works, and that's a model that they scale, there won't be any, you know, there won't be any. The way to think about winning for small businesses on in retail will be survival. If you survive, you've won. And surviving also means, you know, you obviously can sustain yourself. Survive. If you can sustain your business with the business that you're doing, then you've won. What do you think?
Yeah, I think survival is going to be important. And if you think about the point of differentiation, especially for small retailers and small food retailers, especially with this deal, it's in their fresh businesses, right? Their fresh produce, their fresh meat, mm-hmm. and the quality and sort of freshness that they can deliver there. And that's still largely bought in person. I think a lot of small retailers might feel threatened by this deal because, you know, if with Whole Foods setting a really high bar in terms of quality and fresh,
right,
that and potentially being able to have that delivered to your home in a way that consumers would like, and could change their behavior there, that's a real potential issue for challenge for small food retailers especially to face.
Well, Blasingame's law of small business love. A business love is it's okay to fall in love with what you do. It's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. And I believe that's going to be tested. That law is going to be tested in retail more now than ever before. People who are doing something today in retail, if they survive 5 years from now, they'll still be in retail, but they won't be doing that retail the way they were doing it today. What do you think?
Yeah, and I totally agree. It's as much as people talk about online versus bricks and mortar, online is really just a different way of selling products, right? It's not a different channel necessarily. It's just a different way, and I think all retailers need to be part of that. And if you take a step back to your point about secret sauce, I think all retailers now are taking a step back and assessing, can each of my departments alone by themselves, could they stand up to a specialist or not?
Right.
And if not, they got to reinvest somewhere else.
Exactly. Well said. I need the website again, Pete.
Oh, sure. It's thecambridgegroupalloneword.com.
Yeah. Hey, Pete, will you come back? Good job today.
I would love to. Thanks so much, Jim, and happy 4th.
Enjoyed having you here. Pete Killian, ladies and gentlemen, with the Cambridge Group. We'll get him back. He's a good hand. He did good today. I got to take a quick – actually, I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.